Well, first of all, I really appreciate the opportunity to share the experience we had in China, and also to bring the China experience to South Sudan, which will help South Sudan to benefit from lesson learned in China and what made China to succeed. And those, what the step China have taken, which made it to succeed, to contain the spread of the virus, to extend now that they are now fearful of importation from outside. In simpler terms, just it is China has decided to vigorously address and follow the guidelines provided by the World Health Organization as well as the Minister of Health in People's Republic of China. Now, these guidelines are uniform. There are no special guideline for South Sudan or a special guideline for China or for Europe, for America. WHO has got a template of steps which need to be undertaken as a precaution, because for prevention. And then they also have protocols which follow in case that somebody falls sick, and that will follow. What is important here is that when I was in China, the Chinese government was very clear. They informed us, all the diplomatic missions, that this pandemic has broken up, is in Wuhan, and they completely seal off Wuhan with a population of 11 million people. Nobody can go in, nobody can leave Wuhan, except some foreign countries who have evacuated their citizens. On top of it, America, Europe, and Egypt. Now, when people evacuate their citizens from Wuhan, they also evacuate the sickness. So this is what also increased the acceleration of sickness in some of this country, because they evacuate the citizens from Wuhan, thinking that they are getting them out for safety. But in the process also, they carry the virus with them in these countries. Now, of course, China, when they seal off Wuhan, every information about this is available in social media, in the media, and all those things. People have died, but then it should be put in proper context. The people who die in because of this sickness in China is less than 4,000. I don't minimize 4,000 people dying, is less. But any human body, a human being dying, it should not be a good thing.
Yeah.
But I want you to put this in context of population of China. China is a country with a population of 1.4 billion plus human being. Now, those who were tested positive is less than 85,000. Those who are treated, it keep on improving. It is almost now 76,000 or 77,000 going forward. Maybe, and then if you look at people who are cured, and those people who are sick, and the people who died, the people who are cured are more, and it's getting more, and almost now picking up with the people who are sick. So that means that the number of people who died are lesser than people who have contracted the disease.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a glimmer hope that this is a deadly disease, but those who catch this disease in China and in many other parts of the world, some of them recovered. And the best way to follow this and to protect yourself is to adhere to the guidelines provided by the Minister of Health.
Mm-hmm.
This Minister of Health, the Minister of Health guidelines is something which our people must take it seriously. I am very, very disappointed when I move on the street, and then the attitude of our people, especially if you go to Sukastom, you go to Konyokonyo, you go to Gudele, you go to all places, people are, they don't have the sense of concern about this.
And I just want to say this in Arabic, يعني أنت قلت إنه الحكمة في الصين إنه يشيلوا الموجهات من منظمة الصحة العالمية WHO ويشوفوا طريقة ينفذوا الحاجات دي كيف والناس يلتزموا به. أكثر من 12 مليون في مدينة صغيرة, يعني ده أكثر من الناس في جنوب السودان كله قدروا يلتزموا. هسا أنت بتقول إنه في خطورة وفي خطر وإنك ما مرتاح لما تشوف الناس في محل صغير زي أسواق بتاعنا الصغار زي كونيو كونيو زي كاستم ما ملتزمين بالتوجيهات وزارة الصحة.
أنا صراحة قبل شدار أنا فخور سنكون في جنوب السودان. أنا جيت من سين لجنوب السودان لأنه أنا سافرت جنوب السودان لسين. أنا بمسلم منو أنا قد مسلم جمهورية جنوب السودان وأنا قاعدين في كورنتين في بيت مدسابة وزبو نعم في أمني أنا بالنسبة لي ما في كتورة لي أسان اللي قايان أنا ممكن نقعد في سين وأنا بكون سليم لكن هل دب أنكس الجنوب ناو أنا بشوف أسادة قواتها في سين في غرفة في بيت السفير وفي كورنتين وما فجأة قدامله لأنه بلا مكفول أنا بشوف وجود تايف في جوبا بكون أبدل أسان برنامج سيغاني استقل فيه دي بودي تنوير لجمهور جنوب السودان أسان أفهم أنا بكلم كسفير جنوب السودان في السين أنا جيد ما جيد لإجازة أنا ما جيد لسياحة أنا جيد أسان يكون طرف من جمهور جنوب السودان أسان ألعب دور لحرب الفيروس بتاع كورونا دي ناس كتير باسالو أنا سفير al China naja kev nana derin istifit min tajruba ta China lad big asade umun intesser le ayande ligo dawa olamul kev min fi bidalda nugula jumhur btanam kul malta gadin fiu alakuma tasinia ole nasinin ma ligo dawa le ilaj le ferus pita corona de ladalian lakin al sual batroneso umun naja kev naja tasin aluo umon garin taba gawanin alfardu lomun munazama lamia le sah aluo World Health Organization jiris bugulu kida albe group ten jiris bugulu WHO le anu al gawanin del ma amulu kas le sin amul gawanin wo waza le kulu al dual ala fi alamian umon yabe lanu de mulanzama al umu mutahida said galo musulia asan kun musul al mazdra al wahid be body kararat an ayans de ferus pita pita corona de min si bidaya akuma senior twale ukida ayan de bada itasal ma munazamata sala lamia u wasal fi dirasa jamin wen asen kida talabe katwadel katwatal alwo talabe wazra saha pitana de katwad jabu munazamata dawalia lisah ana si ana si fiyo Joseph Sidar ana ka muatin o zol musul o kedjit fi junub jitu ganunta munazo sahla lamia bugulu itekan jit fi muntika fiu muasara ta yant ferusta corona de lazim ita bafis ne sotoko mudar batasar sana mendi tisal manas o togut
14 yom
14 yom sorry ma 14 shar 14 yom 14 yom de ana gata fi funduk ana ma batla ata fi baranda tafunduk gata arbata sarayom asab ganun wana zitan wa fiu kam sarayom gata kam sarayom li anu nana derno dir risala le jumhurta jinwa sudan li anu fi ish ad bugulu zola zeyna ze VIP besuna VIP na ze VIP magarin nafis kalamde ana derno di ana kasefir wa wazir ptai takarigia gat o nafisu kalamde mindun ai neng o bagizumala alkana mana sawa fa de risala la le jumhur pitana al furuz de ma barfu VIP o ma barfu zol ganyan ma barfu zol miskin ma barfu zol kef dana o bentasa le kul zol fa shen kida anade de gulle mwatini pitana ka sefir pitakon fisin ayande itu gadin taba television itu gani taba radio gani taba jarait anas gadi ni mut be alaf li anu dual al mugaddam za urubindel endu inkaniat el mendana ragamde kulu mangani ni mut nanu nasad rabuna makifaya anas bugul nasali rabuna rabuna derlo musaada ashen kida nana be nasad rabuna be tenfis
نعم
بكررات التالا فيو لجنة الأولية
نعم
عشان كده أنا سرا كده ديرو دي الرسالة دي كل مواطن بس ما كلام دي سو كان في السوق سو كان في بيت سو كان في مالتا كدارة الكررات أكوما ما ديد النساوين اللي قد بيو شاي ولا أمون ديد أيزول لكن دي تعفيس لمواطنين بتاعنا لكن أنا كده ماشيت في كاستوم شباب لسه قاعدين ناس رمسيشة يقول ما في مشكلة. وأكون مكرر الأساس ناس بس بيجوا سلال الضرورية المهم لتحفيز إنسان ملابس ريحة جزم وشندل كله دكاكين دوغا فلو نازل طالع من دكاكين بيغا بفرس شواري قاعدين بيها جدل وفيه زحمة. نانو ده نقول لمواتيني بتانا يا جمانا نانو كل إنسان جنوب سكان مسكين سكان غنيان سكان وين موزيف ده كله ناس مهمين لجنوب السودان فعشان كده أوكي كما تلا قرار ده ما تلا جد عيزول عشان كده أنا رسالة تلا بمشي الناس بس مراديو في مالاسواق ديل نعم المعيشة ساب نعم إتاكاد ما مالتا إتاكاد ما مشيت السوق إتابابو دي أكل ليال بتاك لكن أكو مغالي نساوين بدا بيو شايد ومو نستمر بشاي لكن أفسو القوانين التالك وزارة صحة فعشان كده أدم تنفيس بتاكاردت جوزف سدار بارد الجنوب لكتورة.
نعم نعم. ناخد مثلا امبارح طلع كيس واحد على رفي جنوب السودان وزي كأنه كان في ناس people were believing or were they dreaming that or they just wishful thinking that the virus is not going to come to us and of course as if we are not part of the world, so was there any way that this virus could not come to us?
ولا صراحة كده نانا معزوزين دما سان غالينا ناندنا نظر الكاسكا جنوب السودان دي بيسنا نمازوزين لا راس دليسا ما في انتصار تا اياند في بلنا لكن مدام بيغا في جديا في واه كيس في اسد وكيس دي اسب غاونين دي انا ما زول مسول ناس وزارة صحة ومن بعد رام تسري اكسن من دي
يا دي اكسبلين يا
لازم بت اجل عملو في السين كان زول لغولو بوسيتيف كده بملو تتيس زول لقبل منو فترة كله وكلم منو ودك دك كلم منو ده نندو منو tracing the contacts لأنه مهم سديد contact ده عسيرو لكن الأسيب زول على كيس تاجنوب السودان ده على زول التيس بوسي ده جامين أسب تقرير للتالة من يوم 28 صار اثنين بمعنى أكثر من كم سوزبو
شهر ونص ياس
أو قايد في جنوبيني ده بيجا ده مسؤولية بجوابه ننصحها وهم بتبقى لوني كيف لكن بالنسبة لي كزول مسؤول والمواطن دا جنوب السودان مسؤولية بتاعي ومسؤولية بتاعنا كله كمواطن دا جنوب السودان نانو نساعدو لجنة الأولية برئاسة رئيس الجمهورية أسن نفس القرارات تلاو لأنه قبل سدار القرار ده ما بنافسه رئيس الجمهورية قرار ده نانا بنافسه ونانو نشيل مسؤولية نانا منو دي أوزر على أساس أنا لازم نعمل كده كنما مالتا كده إنت تعمل كلام بتاعك ده لكن في ودوتا قوانين التلا ده جانا ده نقول كده ما قالي ما تعمل لكده لأنه أسا ده يا إنت شبتا زول بتلا من شركات بمسي قدالي سبا من ودلا بمس منوكي منوكي بمس كتور كتور بمس لولوغو بمس زول لاسا ده كان بليف كده ربنا كان بيجا لغا ياند بمولتي بتستو كيف لانو في يوم واحد بكون قبل كام ناس عشان كده اكوما بقول يا جماعه نكفف على تاروكات كتير ده اسن كيلي كان زول ما معزوز لانو ما تكف انا اجي تاني مهم سدير جوزيف سدار لازم يتكلم فيه في ناس بكون كايفين كايفين أسريجي بقول لجمانا أنا عندي علامات دي كده 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 عندي رامل كسير دي يوم دازي كان أيان مرة 8 زول كان عندو 8 بكافو أسريجي كسير لأنه كان ليغو كسير بفكر ناس بقولو فلان دي كالاسي 8 ما باتال لكن أنا سأل أنا سأل ليغو كسير تا 8 أنكي شومون
they are living now they are surviving yeah.
So my point is that don't fear to come forward if you develop the symptom which fit the coronavirus because by coming forward you have rescued yourself, you have rescued your family, you have rescued the country. So that's the message which I want to say. Please, if you have the symptom, come forward, be tested. Maybe it is not coronavirus. Maybe you just develop some cold. Even sometime, people maybe your temperature went up because maybe you have malaria. It doesn't mean it doesn't mean that if your temperature is up, you have corona. No, sometimes it's malaria. So you better come, let the people of the in charge of the health are the one to rule out what is your status. But fear cannot help us.
Listeners to Radio Brad, it's me, Gabriel Shadar, and with me in the studio is Ambassador Androga Duku, the Ambassador of South Sudan to China, that is to Beijing. And he's here with us. He's just shared with us how he experienced the intervention and measures that were taken by the Chinese government following the WHO rules and guidelines to implement the precautionary measures and also safety measures. And China now has zero infections. And this is more than a billion people, billion and 40 and 400 million people. That is, so China in one area only could control a population that is more than the population of South Sudan. They could control them, and he has just informed us that the risk for South Sudanese is that they ignore what has been given out by the task force and by the government on the safety measures. And also we will hear more on a nationwide program later, the news hour, where we will be here how local authorities are also grappling with challenges of traditions and all that, which are putting people at risk. Now, last question before I give you to the listeners is, all over the world, people are focusing on the disease itself rather than trying to blame others. So in South Sudan, since yesterday, there is social media being so much active, bombarded by games, especially, I mean, by blames and even insulting and very bad language. As to quote the statement that the individual who has been found with the infection is a United Nations staff, and then attacks have been coming out, verbal attacks and also threats and all that kind of things, serious hate speech, and this is done by people who know how to read and write, people who are educated and coming a lot out with a lot of theories and that. What is your message to the people who lose focus on the issue of protection and then they start building on the blame game?
First of all, Gabriel, South Sudan is not an island. South Sudan is part and parcel of this global village called Wall. Now, we were lucky. Within East Africa, within IGAD, we did not have a case. But now, we have a case. All cases in Africa are imported cases. All are imported cases. We should borrow from how our other neighboring country handle this. Ethiopia have a case, imported case. Sudan have a case, imported case. Kenya has a case, imported case. Uganda have a case, imported case. All cases are imported because those who came from outside. Because the origin of the disease is not Africa. And apparently, most of these people who come with these diseases, they don't come from China. They are bringing mostly from Europe, America, and other places, and the Middle East. Now, the disease is here. What we need really is that let us address the managing this crisis, the issue. As a diplomat, my message to our people is that, you see, the water, if you have water in a cup, the water already pour out of the cup, you cannot return to original place. You just need to find how to fill new water there. The case is already here. What we need is that my only appeal is that the UN and responsible people, let them accelerate the processes of tracing the contacts of those who have been in contact with this patient. I don't know what the government gave the number, but it should be, it is now the patient number one for South Sudan.
Yeah.
This patient number one for South Sudan for corona positive, should her contacts should be traced, and people who are associated with her. I am very happy that when I heard in the news that yesterday that in the press conference with the first vice president, David Shearer, the head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, assure everybody that there will be a full cooperation. This cooperation has to be in a speedy way, such that it will assure the population. Because population are very angry. They're angry because they feel that there is not enough control mechanism. And then, therefore, in the light of this situation, most countries have sealed their border. They seal the border because they know that these diseases are mostly imported from outside. Now, even China, where the disease originated now, they completely seal off the China now. It is very hard to go to China now. Even for us diplomats, they seal it off because they want to make sure that they contain it. Now, anybody who enter China now, if they give you permission to go in, you will not land in Beijing. They take you to province and quarantine. On arrival, there are 14 days, and they see the underlying cases, whether you have. Now, we as South Sudan, the border is closed, airport is closed. Our people should maintain a complete lead on this. Now, there is argument now going around that there should be exception for some rotation. You see, Gabriel Shadar, when America closes border, there is no exception. When Europe seal its border, there is no exception. Now, we must seal. The question is that those who are here now, they need to cover for those who are not here until the situation is contained. Rotation means you rotate in, you can import the disease through rotation.
Yeah.
I was the former head of in charge of the director of international organization which is holding this situation. Let us freeze rotation. This is my appeal. Assurance people of South Sudan is that rotation must be frozen.
Yeah, well, you are speaking about rotation of peacekeepers.
Yeah, they should be frozen until this pandemic situation is addressed, because the world has come to stand still. It is not good.
Yeah, which is likely happening.
Yeah.
Well, which is likely happening because even those countries, they are also apprehensive of sending their people.
To any place.
Yeah, a place where they believe there is no much facilities to take care of their forces. In the case there is such kind
My response in the local Arabic for people who are listening to this that, ya jamana into jumhuru ta jinuba Sudan nam al asil al zola liga hayan. They zolma min muatid junuba Sudan ajnabi lakin samal umma mutahida nanu lomu umma mutahida ole lomu zolle mabe sai nasa lakin shi al muhimini nana binatlub min umma mutahida it amulu is asrah fursa legal jamal muluma nasal endi tisal ma mara legalo hayande ashan cave kalam de mai tasar jada minde wotanian bardu tarukata nas de drasa lena tarukata nas we jirata nas and we lakamade lazimi kun asa nas wazara saha musulin fa wazara saha musulin fi munasama aldawliya li saha wa jababita CDC umu shakalin fi kalamde no dilom fursa asadu mwana mshukul petomon nam nende na hak kun zalanin le anu ayande sap bele pitata juduba Sudan bele zurupto ma bagay bagay nas assessment aluo risk assessment ala molu in Africa kulu katunanu on the top list of ballet alfio risks yada le anu jinamin zurupta harp mendana inkaniat mendana jet ketir zebagi duel ashen kida itum muatinin zelf gulukun alfide na mitu kwenendo zel lakini nanu na hawilu ne shufali hal albekeli makulu zol sakalba umu mutahida amal galtan li anu finas sakalin fisukul muhim le beletana mana amul kulu zola sakal ma umu mutahida biga adu pitana mabe saidna wole gulu namul haja sanasa emisha iluko jarpa arabat pitomu nishundakde da mabe saidna enda nakuma musul ashenikida kulu muatin jiruba Sudan lazim itaba wa alganun alganun muhim mada sil ganun fiyadak lanta sil ganun fiyadak badakalta fi mashakil beganun fashenikida nakeli akuma pitana be mazra al-musul taba ukalamde mindun aizo lisilu ganun fiedu deri sala taeka sefira jinuba Sudan fisin li anu dema awal mara fi Afrika zola jaji nimi jiba yan fi Afrika kul dual del kul kida yekba biga zel pitana fi mahalo lakini mana silu ganun fiedna
no. Shukran the Safir Androgab the Duku Safir جنوب السودان في الصين ونحن بعد شوية بنمشي للمستمعين بتاعنا نسمع منهم ونشوف تعليقاتهم كمان ولو عندهم سؤال لزول يقول اسمه ويقول هو متصل من وين وبعد ذاك السفير بيرد
Nationwide We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello, Nationwide Radio Miraya. Hello? Hello?
Good evening, Gabriel.
Good evening. Who is calling and from where?
You are speaking to Ding from Wuhan.
Ding, welcome, Ding.
Thank you very much, Gabriel. And good evening to Honorable Ambassador Yona Durga.
Welcome.
The issue of coronavirus is affecting our country, and people are just worrying now. But the local authorities are here. Like in Wuhan, the local authorities have closed the central market of Wuhan. Those shops with non-food items, they're just implementing the orders of the high-level committee that has been given the authorities to go ahead with the issue of coronavirus. But there are some challenges in the rural areas, like the villages. You know, when you tell people not to greet you, they say that the son of Mutarak is refusing not to be greeted. They said to have a problem with you. But the issue, I think, is the absence of the government in the state level that caused this mess among the communities. If there were governors and the county commissioners, they were supposed to inform the local population about the danger of the disease, because it is a disease. That is something that can be seen so that people can get themselves.
The line is breaking. Sorry, we got your message there, but the line is breaking seriously. Hello? Hello?
Gabriel Shedar.
مرحبا منوت.
كيف كويس؟
أنا كويس منوت. واصل.
سلام للسفير بتاعنا في دمشق ولكل العالم في الجنوبين في الصين كمان. سؤال بيتابع بمشي للسفيرنا في ستوديو. أنا بقول كده سيد السفير أنا هناك في الجنوبين هناك هم قاعدين كيف وصحتهم كيف دوار. نمرة اثنين يعني عندنا جزء أفنا جانب إيماننا إني هل بقدر أمشي برا ولا كيف دوار؟ وثانيا المرض ده ده رباني أجاب ولا ده إنسان عمله شان لوز بعض الناس العالم دوات دول زيادة عمل حاجة زيادة معلومة بيجيبوه شان نعرفه ده إنسان عمله دوات نمرة اثنين بيتو ثلاثة بيتو كيف يعني نعمله خايا طبعا الناس يقال ما يطلب من البيوت كيف يعني الناس يقول في البيوت يعني كان عجار البقسوم ده يأكل في البيوت شان نعمله خايا لشاب جنوب الموية والصابون وعجال المعقلات الصغيرة كان واحد قدر شعور يعني يكون في البيت لفرسان جنوبي وشكرا كثيرا قبل الشدار
شكرا شكرا منوت جورج هناك في أسئلة طبعا بيمشي لوزارة الصحة مالي أمباسلر هلو هلو
يس هلو قبل جوسف شدار
ويلكم who's calling
هلو قبل جوسف شدار
yes go ahead who's calling
This is me, Santino, come from Nissan.
New side, Santino, welcome.
Yeah, so my question to the guests in the city. So actually, it is a panic to us because we know the high level tasks have been ordering the curfew and then they closed all the borders like they have fought. And then now it happened that there's a kid being reformed, and this was the importation. Of the virus, because the case is not from South Sudan citizen. So as I know, when the case the lady who is positive now, will she be free from the law? Because I have seen it was the order to close the airport, but at the entering point. But now we have got that.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
We are asking now about how she will be free from the law.
that is an interesting question, and let me go to the ambassador to give an interpretation and response, quick response, because there is this kind of belief, like the caller now. يعني كان قال زول جاب مرض ده كأنه جاب مرض ده بدور بحسادة كأنه this person must be taken and face the law. Is that the logic?
No. First of all, Santino, thank you very much for your questions. The closure of the border and the airport happened after the lady already entered the South Sudan. If you listen carefully to the announcement yesterday, this lady, which is now, for the purpose just of the, this program, yeah, we call it patient number one.
Yes.
This patient one of the COVID-19 positive in South Sudan came to South Sudan 28th of February, according to information available. She has been here for 5 weeks. So close of the border would have not prevented her, because she's already here in the country by that time. Now, that's why some of these details, we leave it to the relevant authority to handle it. But there is no law saying if you are test positive, you have to be taken to court. There's no law in this, because nobody can ask for disease to have it.
Yeah.
You see?
It can kill the person.
It can kill that person herself.
Yeah.
So it happened that we don't want to go that direction, but we leave there. Let our public doesn't get confused. The most important thing, that if we say that anybody test positive must be taken to court, people will hide. They will not even come forward, yeah, to report their status.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no law globally.
The disease itself catches the person unknowingly. You see, that is the logic.
This, yeah, disease is invisible. It has no color.
Yeah.
It has no color. Nobody can see it. That's why nobody can welcome that disease.
Yeah.
And there's no even no. You see, I mentioned in the beginning that globally, including our Minister of Health, they follow the guideline provided by WHO, that is the World Health Organization. There's no guide. WHO does not provide any provision. Mm-hmm. There was no provision to address that issues, such as if somebody get positive, to be taken to court.
Mm.
There's nothing like that. The law only take care of those who violate the close of the border. Mm. For example, those who come through the Panya roads.
Yeah.
They say the borders, those who smuggle people,
yeah,
inside the country.
Dangerous.
These are the people who have to face the cost of the law.
Yeah.
Now, if you are asked to go for quarantine, and you refuse to go for quarantine, and then you go ahead and continue to do things which are not right, and then you are positive, you continue to infect more people, and then that's a different thing.
Yeah.
For example, if that lady was positive, just for purpose of just argument, and then she knew that she's positive, and she go and start infecting people, and then the law can come in there.
Yeah.
But here, she felt that she's not feeling well, she report herself. She was tested. She was found positive. She's now under the care of the,
yeah,
health people.
Yeah.
So we should not go that direction.
Yeah. Let me go. A quick question here is, the Chinese government was able to put the entire city of Wuhan under quarantine. Can the government of South Sudan do the same by putting Yuba under quarantine? That is from Deng Joseph Puel, from online listener.
You see the situation of when China put Wuhan under total lockdown, it was a major outbreak in that city, and people are being taken in hospital in hundreds, even reached thousands. So there the government feel that to avoid further circulation of this sickness within the population, the whole town is quarantined, so that they don't allow people to live with that virus to go and infect people in other states.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are outside to come in to get infected. That's what they did.
Yeah.
And again, we cannot compare China to South Sudan in terms of the infrastructures, in terms of number of issues. So that's why our government is very cautiously approaching this issue,
yeah,
taking into consideration the circumstances of our country.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they will decide. That will be determined by the circumstances. I am not privileged,
yeah,
to be the one to decide, yeah, on that, because I cannot make, yeah, that decision.
This one is maybe in your line of competency, is that the support of the Chinese government to South Sudan. Any idea?
China has been fully supporting South Sudan. I am in very close contact with my counterpart here, the ambassador of the People's Republic of China in Juba. He has been a very, very active person. While I was in China, when we have these students, in China, we have two categories of South Sudanese. We have the diplomatic staff of the embassy, and the student. These are the two categories of South Sudanese. China is a country which has got zero immigration. There is no asylum in China. Nobody can be given asylum in China. And then we don't have people who are there because they are doing working with the Chinese government or Chinese company. South Sudanese are not there in that category. So we have only students who went for studies and those of us working in the embassy. Our number of the embassy is very limited. The bigger number of the students who went for studies. Now, those students who went for studies, they were in different cities, including Wuhan, where this epicenter was. Mm. Now, we as a country, I took a decision as ambassador of the Republic of South Sudan. I devised our headquarters through Ministry of Foreign Affairs that wish, because there was this appeal by students to be evacuated back to South Sudan at the peak of the crisis. We value, and I as ambassador took decision that given the situation, the risk of evacuation from Wuhan, although we have no case of South Sudanese who testing positive, but the process of the evacuation may expose them for the importation of the disease. So I advise the government we should not pull them out and then engage Chinese government to support them. I'm very grateful to report in this program that Chinese government has been supporting our students and have been taking care of them up to this moment, but it is not, of course, 100%. You know, as a student, student life is different. Whatever the Chinese is given, it is given not only for South Sudanese students. There are thousands of students from other countries in China, mm-hmm. African students also, who remain in China, and Chinese government are taking them, giving them 3 meals per day, and also taking care of them in case anyone have developed symptoms of this disease. But the good news is that there are no single South Sudanese student who have contracted the disease throughout the period of the crisis. That's the good news. Mm-hmm. And nobody from the embassy also who have contracted the disease. Like I said in the beginning, most myself and my colleagues in the embassy, we were all in self-quarantine in our own residential area.
Yeah, perhaps your presence here is a glimmer of hope that people can protect themselves if they follow the procedures. يعني انت قاعد هنا بدليل انه ممكن الزول يحمي نفسه. يعني انت كنت هناك في محل الاف من الناس بقوا عيانين لكن قدرتوا تحفظوا انفسكم وده ممكن هنا.
ده مهم شديد.
نعم.
تحفيز مهم شديد. انا ده نقول كده. انا هسه من جيتو انا ما بحب ليف سامبلا. انا ما بحب انتماد الناس فوق كتير. لانه انا بدور ما كما ماده لانه مهم عليه لكن ما ضروري لانه كما ماده ما موجود لكل زول عشان كده it is not available for everybody لكن مهم سديد نانو نامل the only thing is that the only way to تريق الوحيد انت ما بيجي يكون في كتورة تايان ده انت تا ابي نفسكي مال فيو زحمة وكان انت بادي راقود بيت يكون 100% مدمون لكن كان انت قدامه انت بيجي في شارع belief lana salian ya gabra sadar ayande sikulto maruf mafzo begulu ayande sikulto ahmar
yes
ole wa ambiat asfar zahari mafzo baru nonto lashin kida kul mazaman tatla tam salifu itagadar nesta kle kutura lano al already we have a case fi South Sudan lashin kida tafis le nufuzna kul mazaman mata lif katir كل ما زمان ما تلقيه مع الناس كل ما زمان تتابع إرشادات تتلا وزارة صحة يتلكون بعفز نستك من كتورة
نعم
ده شيء مهم سديد
نعم الصينيين آخر سؤال الصينيين قدروا يعني يبنوا مستشفى كبير
في 10 أيام
في 10 أيام ونحن شفناه في السوشيال ميديا هنا it was like a miracle
yes
and now is there any other help the Chinese government is giving to our government in terms of that capacity
up to this moment What the first assistance which have arrived South Sudan now is a donation from Jack Ma from Alibaba, which is they donated 20,000 testing kit, they donated 100,000 Luo facial mask, and then they have donated 1,000 clothing which are used for
protections of
healthcare protection. Mm. This is not enough for the whole country. We are engaging Chinese government through the ambassador here also to continue to help us because the most critical thing the South Sudan need now is ventilators. This is the most urgent thing for South Sudan. We're already engaging Chinese on this because China, after containing the disease, is the only country which can send this thing out. Europe have banned, EU has banned importation export of any medical equipment. They don't want it to be taken away. America has done the same. So the only country now where we can get any equipment from is China. Even Europeans are getting from China. Americans are getting from China. Nanu, I want to address one anomaly, which is misgiving, misinformation in social media, that the mask which are brought here is containing coronavirus. I want to say to our people, this kind of rumors are not true and it's a lie, and it must not be taken seriously. Two, the same mask which was brought here, over millions are taken to America. The Americans are using now.
Yeah.
Now, this mask which the Americans are using is the same mask brought to Juba here. And the same mask taken to Italy, taken to different countries of Africa.
Yeah.
We are not only people are looking at it. So I don't want people to draw conclusion negatively.
Last quick question and quick answer also is the government promised to give the Chinese the students in China some sort of support in terms of money, and they are saying they are still waiting for that. What is delaying?
Well, the money is not for China alone. If you follow carefully, the high-level task force said they allocate money for students in COVID-affected country, COVID-19. That means that country which are affected with corona, now it's globally. There's no country which is not affected. But now, at the moment, I'm not in position to answer that question. It is only the Minister of Higher Education who should be in position to tell you this, because they're the one following it. So I'm not in position to tell when they're supposed to get this money.
You are left with 1 minute with a quick message, Ambassador, and before we say thank you for coming to us.
Gabriel Chadara, I want to tell people of South Sudan that this is our country. This country to belong all of us. The country does not belong to President Salva Kiir. The country does not belong to Riek Machar, the first vice president. The country does not belong to the Minister of Health or the member of the National High-Level Task Force. This country belongs to all of us. It is our responsibility collectively as country, as citizens of this country, we will rescue our country and rescue ourselves. And the only way we can rescue our country and rescue ourselves is we must adhere to the guidelines provided. This guideline is very clear. There's nothing to be argued about it. Under the Gulemwa Trintana Gomlemshi, Junuba Sudan de Belena, Nana Soena Sawa, Fistifta, U Beletala, Nana de Gulemwa Trintana Kulmalam Gadin Fu, Nasil Musulia, Asenanki Salbalena, Resa Jumuria, Rafik Salva Kir Mayardit, U Naipt of Legina Lulia, Le Kalamta Forusta Corona de Umun Tala Tojihad, Ukararat, Asenasi Nefisu, Ubaru Munazab Sahala Lamia, Talabe, Gawanin, Ukararat, and Nazbe Nefisu, Nanu Kamujunubin, O Muatrinda Junuba Sudan, de Musulepitana. Anna de Risal Lelana Skulu, Nestakal Fiu, Anna Bishuf. Yom beji na bakunu